This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Jay Green. He is a professor of education reform at the University of Arkansas and a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. He is an expert on education policy at the federal and state level. And we want to get his thoughts on the president's call for overhauling No Child Left Behind, as well as have him elaborate a bit on an opinion piece he wrote for the Washington Examiner regarding what he sees as the president's ill-advised decision to end the D.C. voucher program. And Dr. Green, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, No Child Left Behind has definitely been debated pretty much from the moment President Bush signed it several years ago. The president now, President Obama, says he wants to overhaul it in a number of ways, including ending sort of the pass-fail system on what schools are accomplishing here, perhaps changing the way standardized tests are done a little bit. What's your sense of where the law is right now and whether his ideas are good ones?
Right. Well, I mean, there are some good and bad things, actually, in Obama's proposals regarding No Child Left Behind. The good part is they're talking about increasing the distribution of federal money based on competitive grants as opposed to per-pupil formulas. So right now, money's given out by the federal government to state and local governments mostly on a formula basis, where schools get paid for how many kids they have in each eligible category, and it's just an entitlement program. Whether they serve those kids well or not, whether they're doing good things or not, it has no effect on their funding. They just receive it. And the president's proposal is that more of that money should be given out in response to competitive grants, where states and localities would have to promise that they would do specific things to improve education for certain students, and then they, if they could make a convincing case, would receive money to do those things, and their continued receipt of that money would be dependent upon their actually implementing those reforms. If you could actually pull off a shift from formula funding to competitive grant funding, that would be quite something, and that would be a very positive development. But the bad thing in the president's ideas regarding No Child Left Behind is that he's given up on the idea of getting all students to a basic level of proficiency in math and reading, and has oddly instead proposed an even higher standard that we're going to reach at some point in the later future called college and or career ready, that all students will be college or career ready. First, no one's quite sure what that means. And second, it's not clear how we're supposed to get to this higher bar if we can't meet the lower bar. And so that's really quite worrying, is that it seems as if some of the president's proposals are kind of airy-fairy and big promises. And in fact, even the shift to competitive grant formula funding feels like something that could never really happen. And so maybe the president is having yet another gap between rhetoric and reality.
Dr. Green, obviously standardized tests have been the method by evaluating what students are learning at these various schools. You have some on both sides of the political aisle that wonder if this is the best way to gauge this specific series of tests each year. Is that the most fair way to do it, or is there a better way?
Well, you know, we could have more tests. Honestly, there is, you know, error and limitation in making too much depend upon a single measure at a single time. But the solution to that is not to get rid of testing, but to expand testing. If testing became more regular, something that occurred, you know, every week or every 2 weeks, we would have lots of measures of student performance. We'd have a lot less error, and we'd have a lot of information along the way so we would see whether we were making the kind of progress we wanted. And we could use all of those for accountability purposes. Again, I fear that the president's proposal is to decrease testing and replace it with subjective measures that are not based upon clear definitions or clear standards. And essentially, it will eviscerate the accountability purposes of No Child Left Behind.
Another thing the president has talked about, Dr. Green, is getting rid of bad teachers, which sometimes is very difficult once they've been granted tenure. Is there a good way to do that? And do you think the president's willing to buck the NEA and the AFT and all the others that would probably not like that very much?
It's incredibly important that the president is saying these things. It's simply saying that, acknowledging that we have bad teachers and that we need to get rid of them is a huge step. And unfortunately, The president hasn't taken concrete steps towards making that happen. And ultimately, you have to apply some sort of pressure to state and local school systems to actually get rid of their dud teachers. And right now, no such pressure is being applied.
And back to an issue I mentioned in the introduction, and that's the opinion piece you wrote about what the president, if he was really interested in helping kids get the best possible education, he would have not allowed Congress, as part of the stimulus plan, to end the D.C. vouchers lottery. And you talk about some of the evaluations of the differences between students that were able to take their money and put their kids in a better school as opposed to those who didn't get that chance. What did you find, and what's the cost of not returning to that program?
Right. Well, you know, there were rigorous government-sponsored evaluations of the D.C. voucher program and of the Head Start program, and those evaluations found that the D.C. voucher program was providing significant benefits to students, while the Head Start program was not. However, the Obama administration has announced priorities that are the exact opposite of the evidence that their own administration has released. That is, they've promised to expand Head Start, despite the evidence that it's not working, and they've pledged to phasing out the D.C. voucher program, despite the evidence that it's helping. And you know, so some people accuse the Republican Party of having a war on science, but in this case, it appears to be the Democratic Party that is systematically ignoring rigorous evidence about what works in education.
Dr. Green, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Sure, thank you.
Dr. Jay Green is a professor of education reform at the University of Arkansas. He's also a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. His article for the Washington Examiner on the issue of Washington, D.C. vouchers can be found at WashingtonExaminer.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.